Every year, each university submits a Comprehensive Planning Process document, otherwise known as CCP, to PASHI after being reviewed by ABSCA. This document includes information on enrollment, staffing, and finances for all struggling programs.
The timeline is more forgiving depending on what kind of shape the program is in.
Dean Bauer also provided insight on the balancing act of hiring more faculty with lower enrollment numbers.
We have several hundred fewer students than we ever had, and we have as many or more faculty members than we had when we had several hundred more students. So, you know, when your checkbook is near empty, what do you do?
SRU's interim provost Michael Zieg spoke to The Rocket about how a decrease in enrollment affects what classes are offered to current SRU students.
If I've got faculty and I don't have enough students to fill their classes that we still need to offer, then maybe SHIP or IUP or Penn West has students who would really like to take those classes that our faculty have the expertise in and are good at offering.
Zieg assured that incoming students will not be in programs where classes could be affected by staffing shortages.
And it'd be irresponsible to accept a student into a program that we cannot reasonably expect that we can staff the classes that student would need. I mean, that would be lying to the student to accept them into a program where we don't have faculty.
Reporting for The Rocket, I'm Matt Glover.